Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What did you hide from your parents you believe successfully? This text from Colorado. My 16-year-old sister pointed a Roman candle at my head when I was 10 years old. I had a severe burn and hair loss from it. I combed it over and we agreed to never tell.
Dang. My brothers would have been right up on my parents if I had done that to them.
Right, but what if they had done it to you? They'd have probably tried to talk you into that comb over.
Probably, yeah. And I would.
Well, let's
like,
keep your allowance.
I want to be cool, my brothers. I'm not going to say anything.
Charlie joins us in Buffalo. Hello, Charlie. What did you hide from your parents? Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I appreciate you taking my call, and I just want to say you guys have in my history of 52 years of listening to radio. Honestly, you guys have the best radio show.
Thank you, Charlie. Oh, man, we appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you. When I was like 14 years old, I was, trying to grow pot in the closet in my bedroom. And, you know, my mom always, she cleaned our rooms and everything. She took pride in that anyway. So she, you know, being young and naive, I never thought she'd notice the cord for the lamp going into the closet. So I came home from school one day. She said, I found your plant in the closet, and I was just freaking out. And I told her, I said, well, I was growing a flower for you. And she had already tossed everything out and dismantled it all. But about 30 years later, she said, remember when you were growing the flower for me? She goes, well, I knew it was marijuana.
So. Oh, the whole time.
So, adorable.
Were you shocked when she said that? Or were you like, yeah.
I was shocked and kind of it was funny just to hear it, you know, coming from her years later. Like, right. I knew what you guys were always doing, and she right. did.
Yeah. So she was, so she was the one with the secret.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Right.
Thank you, Charlie.
So thank you guys. Have a great day.
You too. That's the funny thing. When you're young, like 13, 14, like he was, you just assume your parents are dumb.
Yeah. You think you got away with it. You
There's know. Definitely stuff like I was mostly a rule follower, so I wasn't much trouble. But the things that I did do where I lied, I look back on them now and I'm like, they absolutely knew I was lying. You know, just little things like for no good reason.
Yeah. You watch your kids do it. Or I watched my nieces and nephews do it. And I always think to myself, and then would say out loud to them, I wonder if I looked this stupid when I thought I was getting away with something.
Right.
It's so clearly a lie. Like, you're kind of an idiot, actually. Like, good try, but do better next time.
I always like doing this. So if you're telling the truth, that's one thing. But if you're lying, what you did would be so much worse with a lie. So just let me know for sure. And you see them do the math. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, I already know you're lying now. I did before. But it doesn't happen too often. Bob in Massachusetts. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys.
Bob, what is the lie that you told your parents?
This is something I never told. I never told anyone. I never told my parents. I never told my family. I never told my friends. I have never told anyone until right now.
Wow. Okay.
This is like a show code moment.
Okay, great.
And I can't believe out of all the times I have ever tried calling you guys, this is the only time I have ever actually talked to you.
It's right. karma.
I can't believe I'm telling you this.
All right, Bob.
It's your time.
I can't wait.
35 years ago, I was in the Army, and I was about to get out. I was probably like 3 weeks from getting out, and I had been in a running argument with my shop sergeant because I was a big loudmouth Yankee, and he was a little squirrely redneck.
Okay.
So me and him had been in like a constant, you know, battle back and forth. Most of it joking for a year or so.
Yeah.
And it was a couple of weeks from getting out. It was the end of a cycle. So there was like 20 of us getting out.
Okay.
And we had a big party. And that following Monday, we all got called in for a pee test.
Uh-oh.
Mm. And I got busted and kicked out of the Army for smoking weed.
Oh,
like, how many days before?
2 weeks before I was supposed to get out. And the thing was, he kind of got some grief for it because about half of our company, probably about 100 guys, also got busted.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow. So yeah, as everyone knew, you just finished your run and came home.
As far as everyone knew, yeah, I got out. I still had to do my, they didn't like bust me and they let me finish my inactive time. And then I just like kind of finished after that. But they said, you're leaving right now. And wow. I got kicked out.
So wow. if we checked, were you like a dishonorable discharge?
I was a dishonorable discharge for the next 4 years until I finished my inactive time.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Damn.
Bob, that's a good one. That's excellent show code, yeah, my friend.
Wow.
I never told my parents because my father, like, built ships during World War II. Both my older brothers were in the service. And, you know, my father never would have talked to me again if he ever found out.
It would have been like you took a dump on the family tradition,
yeah,
right?
Holy cow. Yeah,
thank you, Bob.
I would have been like dirt.
Oh, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. 1-800-947-3979. Boy, that stinks too, because everybody was there. This one, I accidentally killed my dad's pet squirrel. He spent 2 months watching out the window, hoping for it to come home.
Oh, that's really sad.
Wait, so it was a little wild squirrel that just visited him.
He must have domesticated it with food and whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That would feel terrible because you know it's not coming home and dad's by the window. Here, chippy, 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 chippy.
Yeah, how'd you kill it?
Yeah, what? How did you? And how did you know it was that squirrel?
Yeah.
Was it? I do have a lot of questions.
Or it was wearing a fun red hat or something. Dad had glued it to it. Dad was crazy.
Let's see. Jimbo joins us. Hello, Jimbo. You're on the Harmonizer.
Morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. Thank you. What is the secret you've hid from your parents all these years?
A friend of mine and I myself, when we were about 12, we were little dickhead kids.
Okay.
And we went behind this building and there was a bunch of cardboard there. And we decided to light a fire. And the fire got out of control and ultimately put the small TV repair shop out of business.
Oh, no!
And you never told anybody?
What year was this?
This was like 1986, 87, somewhere around there. My mother knew, but my father didn't. And if he would have found out, to this day, he has no idea. He'd probably still punch me in the mouth or something.
Yeah, probably.
Ironically, I became a firefighter, too.
You did? Oh, no.
Yeah, I did.
Well, you got to give back, right? Try to even the universe out or something. Thank you, Jimbo. Holy cow. I think that kids playing with fire.
So much fun.
That's not what I was going to say.
Highly recommend. I don't know how it is now. Like, my kids don't seem to have gotten bit by the firebug, but man, when we were all young, that's all we wanted to do was find stuff to burn or melt or whatever.
To this day, we have one of those little solo stove fire pits out in the backyard. And if I know early in the day that we're going to do a little bonfire that night, marshmallows and s'mores and everything, I'm pumped the whole day.
Really?
Just
like
knowing.
Just to hold a stick in there just and get knowing, it to burn?
Just knowing that I get to light a fire. Keep it going. Once that fire gets a little bit low, you're like, don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here.
I am
you
so
got sticks like, and kindling. And
I'm the same way. I'm excited right now. We did a bunch of yard work over the weekend, and my bonfire pit right now is stacked with crap from the winter. Like, 11 feet high. I mean, is it when I light that thing?
We need to
it's
host.
It's gonna be magnificent.
We need to host some kind of fire event, like a Burning Man type thing,
where everyone actually brings like homemade men.
Everyone
and burns
brings
them.
Stuff that they don't want anymore, and we just burn the hell out of it.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings World's Biggest Bonfire.
Yes,
that would probably be a big hit. I bet
promotions,
we could get a beer
get
sponsor.
On that. Never mind, we don't have a promotions person anymore. Right.
Chelsea,
get on that.
Chelsea's in Portland, Maine. Hello, Chelsea.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good.
Hello.
What is the thing your parents still don't know?
Well, they did end up finding out. My brother and I, when we were teenagers, we got into a knockdown dragout in our rental home, and I threw him through a bifold door.
Whoa.
Oh, yes.
And, how very pro wrestling of you.
Did you run into a room with an exercise ball? We've seen this video.
Yeah, right.
But so, yeah, we ended up like propping it up, and we managed a couple of years before we moved out, and we had a door to replace it. We had like tried to match the stain and everything. We were going to do it. And then we moved out, and it wasn't until a few months after we moved out, so several years after it happened, that the landlord went to my parents and was like, hey, found this door hiding in another closet. I think it was supposed to replace that. So what happened? And my dad kind of had to have that talk of like, what'd you guys do? And we were like, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. It's been
right?
years.
I don't know. Yeah, could have been anything.
Who could remember?
Yeah, yeah. Right? So many doors, Dad. So many doors. Thank you, Chelsea.
Hey, guys. It is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.